took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is part one of the collateral damages of violating God's rules of engagement. The collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement. Welcome to Christian Law and Order. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 19, verses 24 through 26. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live with me on Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. You can also tune in live from our website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. And if for any reason you missed the broadcast live, it is always available on our feelthefire.com site after 8 a.m. Eastern, so make sure you do not miss that hot breakfast for your soul. And finally, I just have a great announcement for you, and we have some more information about it in case I run out of time on our new Feel the Fire website, so make sure you visit feelthefire.com today. You will see the new information that's available for you, including the things that you can now order from our store. You are going to be so excited. God is in the blessing business. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready, and I want to delve into this hot breakfast. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 19, verses 24 through 26, and I am reading from the KJV. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. What is our topic for this morning? Part one of the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement. Welcome to Christian Law and Order. Come on and give God praise for his word this morning. Now, collateral damage, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, is injury inflicted upon something other than an intended target, specifically civilian casualties of a military operation. And the rules of engagement, as defined by Britannica Encyclopedia, is a directive, or are directives meant to describe the circumstances, stay with me now, under which ground, naval, and air forces will enter into and continue combat with opposing forces. They are formal rules issued by a competent military authority that delineate when, where, how, and against whom military force may be used, and they have implications for what actions soldiers may take on their own authority and what directives may be issued by a commanding officer. Rules of engagement are part of a general recognition that procedures and standards are essential. This ought to be just brewing up in your spirit right now to the conduct and effectiveness of civilized warfare. I'll read that last part again, then we're going to move on because we only have 15 minutes. Rules of engagement are part of a general, a common, a universal recognition that procedures and standards, in other words, rules and guidelines, are essential, necessary, mandatory, required to the conduct and effectiveness, to the potency, to the victorious living, to the overall victory scheme, strategy, and plan of civilized warfare. Now, we've seen examples of the rules of engagement in that well-known treaty or document known as the Geneva Convention. We've heard of it in the Hague Convention or the Hague document, which pertains to international law relating to child abduction and custody. But for some reason, in today's society, we have decided that God no longer has any rules of engagement, but that Christianity is a willy-nilly free-for-all, rub God's belly like he's a genie for three wishes, Santa Claus kind of lifestyle. That God no longer requires a standard. And because of that, we, meaning you, meaning I, meaning Christians, meaning non-Christians, meaning today's society, our youth, the world, the church, are reaping the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement, because now we see the repercussions reverberating through generations into places and areas that we previously not thought would be infected or affected, because that's what collateral damage does. When you violate the rules, it doesn't just injure you or me, but it also takes with it unintended, unexpected casualties of war and produces unintended consequences. You see, in the scripture that we read today, we were talking, or the Bible was giving us the account of what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, the Lord had decided that he would destroy this place for its wickedness, and he had previously closed this to Abraham, and Abraham had attempted to negotiate or to mitigate the situation with the Lord. Well, Lord, if you find 50 righteous, 40 righteous, 30 righteous, 20 righteous, 10 righteous, will you destroy the place? And God listened to Abraham, and he said, well, if I find 10 righteous, I won't destroy the city. So God sent two angels, which in the natural form appeared to be just regular men, to Lot's house to disclose God's plan to Lot so that Lot could take his family and flee and escape the wrath of God. Well, if you read in the verses above what I read today in chapter 19, the men of the city saw the men or the angels go into Lot's home. And so the men of Sodom and Gomorrah gathered around the house and demanded that Lot release the men to them so that they could sexually violate them, assault them, rape them, have sex with them. And this is part of the reason that God was destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. But Lot refused to release the men to them. And so the men of the city became even more aggressive because they wanted to take these men sexually. And so the angels are disclosing to Lot, you have to take your family and you have to flee, because God is going to rain down brimstone, fire from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah. So the angels had outlined for them the rules of engagement for the warfare and for engaging the enemy. And then Lot took his wife and they began to flee, but Lot's wife violated the rules of engagement, turned around and looked back at Sodom and Gomorrah with longing or with desire, and she became a pillar of salt. The unintended consequences, the injury inflicted on others when the rules of engagement, the general rules, the standard policies and procedures necessary to effectuate warfare from the directives of the
the general, in this case being God, when those were violated, consequences occurred. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, this is what we have to also begin to dissect as Christians. Because in today's world, it's really not even just the world that no longer wants to hear a right now relevant, rhema, raw word from God. But even the church no longer wants to hear God. Even the church no longer wants to obey God. Even the church no longer wants to comply with the rules of God. No, we just want to say, well, whatever feels right, just do it. But God ain't Nike. God ain't Burger King where you have it your way. God has established rules. His rules are within his word. And whether we like it or not, there is no appealing God's word, because God is not only the trial judge at the lowest level, but God are those same three judges sitting on the court of appeals. God is also the full court at your state level for the Supreme Court and at the federal level for the U.S. Supreme Court. God ordains the rules. God sets the standards. God lays out the law. God also is he that's able to be the prosecutor and to lay out the indictment or the charging document. He is also he that is the judge in relation to interpreting his law and his rule. And God is also law enforcement. He is the enforcer. You see, God is all in all, Alpha and Omega, everything, the beginning and the end. God is the Word. He tells us in John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. You can't separate the two. There is no bifurcation of God. Although he exists in three persons as Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, he is still one. But there is no bifurcation or severance of the charges and the trials in relation to the fact that the rules of engagement exist, and that if we do not want to suffer not only the direct consequences, but also the unintended collateral damage, that we have to make a decision to get our lives right with the Lord. In Deuteronomy 30 and 19, God says he set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that you and I and our seeds may live. In Isaiah 5 and 14, the Bible says that hell enlarges herself daily, and the people who will be disobedient will descend into it. John 3 and 16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Why? Not so we could just go to heaven, but that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish. So if there was no ability to perish, if there was no hell, if there was no opposite of living life in heaven, there was no need for the sacrifice of Jesus. That's what the word says. 1 Peter 1 and 16, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hebrews 12 and 14, without holiness no man shall be able to see the Lord in peace. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, a whole list of sins wherein we have not repented that will cause us not to inherit the kingdom of God. God has rules of engagement, and violation will result in the unintended consequences of collateral damage in your home, my home, your family, my family, your soul, my soul, your life, my life, our friends, our careers, in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits. God has rules of engagement. And if you will comply, if I will comply, if you're out of order, if you're backslidden, if we will comply with that rule in Romans 10 and 9, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, then you are able to come back into this army. I am able to come back into the army, because then it says we shall be saved. The court martial will be dismissed. We will not have to live a sentence of death and penalty here on earth and in the afterlife. God has rules of engagement. Welcome to Christian law and order. Now, our time has run, so let's get ready to go into prayer. But I'm telling you, I want you to get some notes ready. We're going to be in this all week, and we're going to be breaking this stuff down from a biblical perspective. And understand that one of my law practice areas as an attorney is civil liberties or constitutional law. And I'm going to be interspersing that as well in relation to freedom of religion and freedom of speech, what pastors can and cannot say, what's considered discrimination, that fine line, because in order to be an effective Christian, you need to know the rules of engagement. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. Come on, praise God, wherever you are, go into your prayer closet. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for bringing us all the way down through Memorial Day weekend. We thank you, Lord, for every serviceman and woman who have served and or given their lives for our freedom. Thank you for allowing us to live in such a great country as this. Despite all of its flaws, we have the freedom to serve you. We have the freedom of speech. We are the greatest nation in the world, and we just thank you, God, for giving us another day. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin, that you are creating us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Help us, Lord, to understand that you have ordained rules of engagement, and that if we want to see you in peace, because all of us will see you, God, whether it's seeing you to go live with you in glory, or whether it's seeing you for you to say, depart from me, you wicked, I know you're not, and to serve the afterlife of eternity in hell, God, you have ordained rules of engagement. Help us. Help us, God, to serve you. Help us to desire to be saved, to desire to be set free, to desire to be delivered, to desire relationship with you, to desire a prayer life, desire a fast life, desire worship, desire church service, desire to give, desire to tithe, desire to intercede, desire to be a soul winner. Help us, God, where we have fallen short, where we have backslidden, where we have not repented, where we are not remorseful, where we are just out and out, all out, living a sinful life. You're married to the backslider. Return us unto you, God. Help us to understand that there are consequences to violating your rules of engagement. You have ordained Christian law and order. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone who's listening to this broadcast right now and those who will listen later. For the things that they have laid before you, you said if two of us on earth shall agree to such and anything, that thing or that matter shall be accomplished. I come in agreement with them right now. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. You're the general, Lord God. You are the leader. You're the judge. You're the law enforcement. You're the prosecutor. You are he that drafted the Constitution, the Convention, the treaties. Have your way. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. And let everyone say, amen. Now, stay in the spirit. I only have just a minute to give you this announcement. And then I'm going to give you our task for today. On our website at fieldfire.com. I have finally, I've been saying for months I wanted to do this and just couldn't really come up with how I wanted it to be done. I have laid out for you, and it is available for you to attain today, the My Soul Notes. Because the morning motivation is the hot breakfast for your soul. So the My Soul Notes journal notebook, it includes the journal where you can take notes for the broadcast and what's going on with you. It includes the pen, the ink pen, it includes post-it notes, because it's not just something you can use at morning motivation, but you can use this in Sunday school, church service, midweek Bible study, your own Bible study. It's one place where you can keep all of your spiritual notes and journey. You can even, you know, write down the dates and the announcements at church that they're reading off so quickly on the post-it notes, if you will, and then enter it later. I mean, it's just great. So that is available for you, My Soul Notes. As well, there's a new CD sermon series that's available for you. And for those of you who want to be able to just download the My Soul Notes yourself instead of waiting on it to have to be shipped to you, there's also the option to download digitally. The only difference is that you will have to, you know, then put it in your own type of binder as opposed to the bound book that comes as the My Soul Notes when you order it. But if you want to be able to digitally download so that you'll be ready to start taking notes in the morning, as well as go back to this broadcast and listen, because I'm telling you, we're going to get down and dirty this week. I'm so excited. Go ahead and do that as well. All right. Go to feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, and you can order the My Soul Notes or download those for your digital order. You can also share this broadcast. It will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, our topic, I'm sorry, I'm so excited about this for today. It's the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement, part one. Welcome to Christian Law and Order with your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. Your task for today is to go back and listen to this broadcast and write down those scriptures that I called out in your notes. Share this with someone else and be ready for tomorrow. We're about to get into the rules of engagement. God is the general. Violation of the rules will result in court martial. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Be blessed today. I love you. I hear